early developers of artificial intelligence have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. American John Hopfield is with Princeton University in New Jersey. Jeffrey Hinton is a citizen of Canada and Britain who works at the University of Toronto. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences honored them for helping to develop methods that are the foundation of today's powerful machine learning. The 76-year-old Hinton is known as the godfather of artificial intelligence for his part in developing machine learning. However, he also has warned that AI has created threats to humanity. Ellen Moons is a member of the Nobel Committee at the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. Moons said the two scientists used fundamental concepts from statistical physics to design artificial neural networks that function as associative memories and find patterns in large data sets. Moons added that their research has been used to make progress in physics, but has also become part of people's daily lives. Technologies like facial recognition and language translation are used every day. Hinton predicted that AI would have a huge influence on civilization and will bring improvements to productivity and healthcare. He told reporters and Royal Academy officials that it would be comparable to the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution was a period of intensive development of machines and manufacturing that started more than 250 years ago in Britain. Hinton said, "Instead of exceeding people in physical strength, it's going to exceed people in intellectual ability." But Hinton also expressed concern about the possible bad results of AI, especially noting, in his words, the threat of these things getting out of control. The Nobel Committee also recognized the possible damage the discoveries that it was honoring could cause. Moons said AI's development has also raised concerns about our future. Collectively, humans carry the responsibility for using this new technology in a safe and ethical way for the greatest benefit of humankind. In the 1980s, Hinton helped to develop a method known as backpropagation, which is used to train computers to learn. Later, he headed a team at the University of Toronto that won the ImageNet computer competition in 2012 for designing a neural network. Hinton and AI scientists Joshua Bengio and Jan LeCun won the Turing Award in 2019. It is the top award in computer science. That year, Hinton told the Associated Press about the reaction he and his fellow researchers received over their work. "They thought we were very misguided, and what we were doing was a very surprising thing for apparently intelligent people to waste their time on. My message to young researchers is, don't be put off if everyone tells you what you are doing is silly." Hopfield is now 91 years old. The Nobel Committee said he invented a network that uses a method for saving and recreating patterns. Hinton used Hopfield's network to create a new network using a different method known as the Boltzmann machine. The committee said this machine can learn to recognize elements in a particular kind of data. What fascinates me most is still this question of how mind comes from machine, Hopfield said in a video posted online by the Franklin Institute after it awarded him a physics prize in 2019. The Nobel Prize in Physics is valued at $1 million. Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel created the prizes to honor discoveries that help humanity. The first prizes were awarded in 1901. On Wednesday, the prize in chemistry will be announced. On Thursday, the prize for literature. And Friday, the Peace Prize. The Nobel for Economics will be announced on Monday. The winners received their prizes in ceremonies held on December 10th. I'm Ashley Thompson.